Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Łukasz Wachełko. I'm representing Wood & Company, and today I have a pleasure of moderating the call with Sphera Franchise Group. And maybe now we'll just pass on the mic to Zuzanna Kurek, the Head of Investor Relations.
Thank you so much, Łukasz. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for the Q3 Financial Results Analyst and Investor Call. We are very happy to see that there's so many of you joining us today. I am here together with Mr. Călin Ionescu, the CEO of Sphera Franchise Group, Mr. Valentin Budeș, CFO of Sphera Franchise Group, as well as Monica Eftimie, the Chief Marketing Officer of Sphera Franchise Group. At the beginning of the call, I would like to make a short acknowledge the disclaimer that you can find on page 2 of the investor presentation that was sent to you today morning by Wood. The comments and responses as well as information that we are going to share today reflect the management's views as of today, November 12, 2020, only, and this presentation will include some forward-looking statements. Actual results may differ materially. Additional information about the factors and risks that could potentially impact our financial results are included in the financial report that was published today. We invite you to read the whole Q3 report as well as the presentation if you haven't done so yet. The disclaimer that I just shared with you is just a brief summary. I invite you all to read the full disclaimer available on slide 2 of today's presentation. Now, moving to the agenda for today, we will start with Călin sharing some highlights about our performance, a message from the management, actually, about our performance in Q3. Then we will pass on to the Q3 2020 highlights, which will be shared by Valentin, followed by the COVID-19 adaptation measures that we took in Q3. After that, we will share with you information about the performance of the brands throughout Q3, as well as we'll end the presentation with the detailed Q3 financials, as well as the financial results of the 9 months of 2020, as well as we have a slide about the forecasted 2020 revenue and expense budget that we have shared with the market through a current report last month. At the end, as Łukasz mentioned, we are going to have a Q&A session. Therefore, please keep your questions for the very last bit of the presentation. Thank you so much. I am now passing the floor to Mr. Călin Ionescu, the CEO.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all for joining our today call. So, I will take the floor telling you a few words regarding this third quarter, and thereafter I will invite my colleague Valentin to run you through the financial report of the Q3. After an extremely difficult second quarter, thanks to all teams' member involvement and dedication, the third quarter showed good sign of recovery. During this period, we reopened all the restaurants and focused mainly on expanding delivery service, optimizing menu to suit market conditions, redesigning customer and production flows, analyzing and improving cost structure to maximize performance. Sphera Group was able to implement significant cost-cutting measures, both in the restaurant and in general and administration expenses. All these measures, together with others that we want to implement, will help us get through the difficult period due to the new restriction imposed by the authorities. As you all know, Romania is facing an increase in coronavirus cases and a partial lockdown, our field of activity being affected again. Despite the pandemic, we continue to implement the plan to open new restaurants as well as to identify new potential locations for future development. All these results will be expanded in our today presentation. Now I just want to highlight some of achievements of the group that I consider extraordinary for this period. The consolidated sales of the group grew with 91.6 million, 86.2% compared to second quarter of this year. The normalized EBITDA margin registered by the group in the third quarter of this year reached 30.6%, improved compared both with results from the second quarter of this year and also from the same period of last year, the third quarter of 2019, when the EBITDA normalized, it was 12.3%. Also, the group managed to lower the general and administrative expenses by almost 20% compared to the same period of 2019. During this last quarter, have been opened 4 new units, out of which 3 in Romania and 1 in Italy. As I said in the past, we are all in this together and we'll do our best both for the company, shareholders, investors, and our valuable employees and clients. Valentin, please take the floor.
Thank you very much, Călin, and good afternoon, everyone. Today we are sharing a strong third quarter result that highlight ongoing progress in these unprecedented times. I'm very proud of our solid quarter performance that once again demonstrated our focus on value, on services, quality, and safety in order to meet our customer needs. The journey definitely is not finished, but I can assure you that we'll remain focused, we'll react fast, and we will closely monitor every single day in such a way to be able to take the necessary measures. Our Q3 sales almost reached a 200 million threshold, being 86% higher compared with the previous quarter. The recovery was gradual from month to month, obviously in September the highest performance. We have recorded sales lower with just 9.4% compared with the same period of last year from an all-store perspective. The EBITDA followed the solid evolution of this top line, just mentioned, and reached 27 million RON, just 12% lower than the similar period of last year. We, like Călin said, we have continued our cost optimization-focused approach. The restaurant expenses decreased in absolute figure with 23% for the first 9 months versus the similar period of 19. However, in Q3, we managed to record a similar restaurant gross margin as in Q3 2019, basically absorbing the inelasticity of the semi-variable expenses of the other restaurant OPEX line savings. The G&A as well, very well managed, again described by Călin earlier, tremendous optimization, 33% lower in Q3 versus 19. Going back to the bottom line, the V recovery of our EBITDA margin is visible from 1.8 in Q1 to minus 2 in Q2 and 13.6 in Q3. The level of 13.6 is even bigger than the same period of last year, mentioned by Kevin as well, when it was 12.6. Actually, in terms of margin, this 13.6 of our last quarter, it's our best quarter since we have been listed. From a margin perspective. So I want to mention also the fact that in the slide for Q1 there is a typo mentioning there 8.7 margin, but as I said it was 1.8. So apologize for this. In terms of risk, on one hand we have the pleasure to see our recovery to date, but on the other hand, we also understand the inevitably the risk of more starts and stops for the remaining period. So, as you know, our industry is very sensitive to the evolution of this current pandemic effect. To make it clear for everybody, during Q3, the rules were the following. City or area reaching 3 cases per 1,000 inhabitants were having the possibility of the respective municipality to impose restrictions. Even starting September, we had such cases in Romania, and as you probably are aware, more reached the red zone level during October, including the capital, Bucharest. Nowadays, even more, we face national-wide unitary restriction applied in Romania. Let's go to slide 7, where we can see the 9 months performance split per quarter from three pillars point of view, sales, expenses, and EBITDA. Most notably the Q3 performance. Next slide, slide 8 is showing the localization of our top line performance per geography versus previous year for both year to date and quarter. So Q3 was 22 lower for Romania, 12 for Italy, and 15 for Moldova. Next chapter presenting some big categories, our effort and actions we took in the COVID environment during Q3. So I have the pleasure to pass the word to my colleague Monica, who will touch the first two sections of the slide, i.e. Revenue and development plan. Please, Monica.
Thanks, Valentin. Hello, everybody. Our mantra in Q3 was to bring back the lost transactions that we've seen in Q2 due to the pandemic. So all of our marketing efforts lean towards maximizing revenues, so focusing on top line. We had to adapt to the new market situation, and we had to look at consumer behavior, and we focused on new consumption occasions, which were delivery and takeaway, and we addressed them with both marketing campaigns but also new technology. For KFC, we launched in Q3 our own e-commerce channel, which obviously helped our delivery sales efforts. And also we launched a touchless kiosk as a pilot. It's a novelty in the KFC world and in the QSR world. So it's the first kiosk, self-ordering kiosk, where you can order without touching the screen. More on this in our next in our Q4 results presentation. We also looked at our menus in order to optimize margin and also cater to consumer needs. All of the research says that familiarity is paramount. In times like this, so we offer them familiar products through our improved menus, and also differentiation in terms of communication being different can be an asset. So we try to develop marketing and communication campaigns that stood out from the clutter. So that's in terms of revenues, top line efforts. In terms of development, we know that being available, easily available to our customers in terms of proximity is very important. So we continued our development plan despite of the harsh conditions in the marketplace. So until today, so this includes Q3 plus the first month of Q4, we opened 4 KFC restaurants, we relocated 1 for KFC restaurants in Romania, we opened 3 in Italy, 3 KFC restaurants in Italy, and 1 Taco Bell. More details on Q3 development plan will be shared in the next slide, so I'm not going to go into detail right now. Something that it's worthwhile mentioning is that we are in continuous negotiations with Yum, our master franchisor, in order to adapt the development plan to the new market conditions in Romania for both KFC and Pizza Hut. And I will go back to Valentin for the next section.
Thank you, Monica. We'll continue with Liz agreement perspective. So from a lead point of view, we managed to finalize and recognize the effect of the rent discount for the entire nine months period of 2020. So for fixed rent, we have an extra 4.3 million RON worth of discount embedded in our financials of Q3. If we are linking this with what we were discussing in the H1, This led us to a total of 8.7 million RON worth of fixed rent discounts to date. Obviously, following the evolution of the restrictions during Q4, we'll continue to apply case by case any kind of further possible negotiations. We're moving forward. Next slide, slide 11, shows an overview of the cost of labor. We have in the beginning of the slide, the first bullet, a recap of H1 status. Then we move to Q3, where we have benefit from two measures granted by the government, depending on the country, either technical unemployment or state aid of 41.5%, covering the cost related to the salaries of the employees who received technical unemployment indemnity. In Q3, the amount we benefit of and we have reflected in our financial is 7.7 for all three markets. You can see in the slide the breakdown of this per country and per type of measures. However, I think it's worth mentioning as well the fact that there are RON 26.8 million worth of compensated labor cost for the entire period of the 9 months, just to have the entire magnitude corroborated with the last quarter, last quarter one. So, next slide, slide 12, we have an overview of our financial positions. On top of all measures implemented and presented during our previous call, we have secured on top during Q3 a new short-term working capital line of RON 9.6 million RON, which has not been activated to date. Our financial standing remains strong. We generate positive cash from our operations during the third quarter, and as of the end of it, we have RON 113 million RON available cash. Good. Next slide is slide 14, where we have the evolution of our active stores as of the end of H1, Q3, and October. It is worth adding the fact that during November, as mentioned, we have opened another two stores, the Taco in Romania and one KFC in Italy. Moving to slide 15, I indicated in our last call that this time we'll go back to our usual same-store, all-store type of analysis, so here it is. We have the evolution of the top line of KFC Romania in this slide. From an all-store perspective, KFC Romania faced a decline of 26% for the first 9 months and 17% for the Q3 standalone. However, from a same-store perspective, we have recorded 35% decline for the first 9 months, while for Q3, we have 24%. As you can see in the last bullet under the same-store category, we would like to share with you a guidance related to the evolution of the sales during October. We have a solid evolution, staying at -12% versus similar period of last year, same store, while all store is only 4% lower in October. The next slide, slide 16, we have Italy and Moldova for KFC. In Italy, we have 18% decline of all stores for the first 9 months and 12% in Q3, while same store is -40% for the first 9 months and 27% Q3. Since Moldova doesn't have new store category, so we have all in all 30% decline for 9 months and 16% for Q3. Next slide, slide 17, we have Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. The same Pizza Hut like KFC Moldova doesn't have new stores, so same store it's equal the same store, and has a decline of 45% for the first 9 months and 52% for Q3. Taco Bell, all store 9 months decline 14%, Q3 decline only 3%. However, same store is 33% 9 months and 24% last quarter with minus. Now let me provide a bit more detail regarding our financial result for Q3. So we are going to slide 19, where we have presented our 9 months consolidated P&L without IFRS impact. Basically, a wrap-up of the info mentioned until now versus 19, the top line declined 28%, the restaurant expenses lower with 23% coming from almost all component lines, G&A 70% down, resulting in an EBITDA of 27 million RON, lower 58% than 2019 level. Next slide, slide 20, we have the P&L, same structure for quarter, the last quarter, quarter 3, without IFRS 16. So while continuing our recovery journey, we are 92 million RON out of sales versus previous quarter, reaching 198, as I said, almost 200 million threshold sales for Q3, representing a level lower with 19% versus the same quarter of 19. In the same time, we had both restaurant expenses and G&A lower versus the period versus the same period last year with 19, respectively 33%. All this ended up in an EBITDA level of 27 million RON, being 12% lower than 19. Next slide, slide 21, we provide a focus on the components of the restaurant expenses. I will take them one by one in order to give you some insights. Food and material lower with 30% versus 19, driven by both volume and efficiency, as you can see in terms of weight in revenue, decreased from 33.9 to in 19 to 32.7 in 2020. Payroll is lower with 33, fueled by both state aids and efficiency measures, like reducing working hours and lower number of employees in the specific period of Q3. Here is to be noted as well the lowering of the weight of this cost line in revenue from 22.8 in 19 to 21.1 in 2020. Next line, rent expenses decreased with 12% versus last year to 43 million RON level, having a weight in revenue of 8.6%. Here, despite the received discounts I already mentioned, there is still present the leverage effect of the fixed rent over the not fully recovered level of sales. The royalties and advertising expenses are following the sales evolution. So going to the other operating expenses line, it shows an increase versus 19. This increase was driven by the higher share of the aggregator commissions, with the weight in this category growing from 2.1% out of 67.6 million as of September 19 to 21.7% out of 74.5 million RON as of September 20. Next slide, slide 22 shows the same level of details, but from a quarter perspective this time. All the remarks mentioned before for the first 9 months slide are valid for this slide as well from a quarter perspective. So I will move to slide 23, where we have the 9 month performance split per entity. We can clearly observe significant improvement on EBITDA margin Q3 20 compared with Q2 20 and even with Q3 19. KFC Romania margin 19.2, a very high level, improved from 9.9 in the second quarter of this year and also higher than Q3 19 when it was 15.9. Moldova margin 21.2, again a very high level as well, improved from minus 4.1 in the previous quarter and higher than Q3 19 where it was 15.8%. Taco Romania 11.3, improved from minus 6.7 previous quarter and also higher than Q3 19 where it was 9.7. Italy negative 5.8 this time, but improved from minus 54.4 in Q2. And also Pizza Hut, negative 2.4, but improved from minus 22 in the previous quarter. Next slide, slide 24, we present the details of our G&A expenses for the first 9 months. For this period, we managed to reduce the G&A with 17.4%. If we are looking to the Q3 alone, the performance is even more solid, mentioned as well in the previous slides, minus 33% versus the same quarter of 2019. Here, as you can see, almost all the cost lines component of the G&A have recorded a reduction. All in all, Q3 G&A expenses line reach a very good weight in revenue of only 5.5%. Next slide, line 25, as you get already used, it is the reconciliation of the P&L from with and without IFRS 16 perspective. And before going to forecast slash guidance section, I would like to mention something in respect of the impact of COVID expenses in our first 9 months results. First of all, very important to emphasize that all the decisions that we are taking are grounded in an intense focus on safety of our customers and crew slash employees. As we have mentioned from the very beginning, we are fully committed to do the right thing for our team members, for our customers, and of course for our communities. In the first 9 months, the total impact resulted as a direct effect of the pandemic. We estimate to be around 3.5 million RON worth of expense in our P&L. So I'm already to the slide 27. As you are aware, on 22 of October, we have published a revised forecast for 2020. As it is very obvious for all of us, everything is volatile and unpredictable. However, we are optimistic in respect of our capabilities to achieve this guidance. As of September, the top line is achieved in proportion of 75%. This is translated in a monthly run rate remaining for Q4 of 57 million RON. And in respect of EBITDA, we are already above guidance level of full year that we have provided. So in the end, I want to thank you all for the present and patience. So I will be very happy, me and my colleagues, now to go to Q&A and to address all of your questions.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that's star followed by one or the request to speak button to submit a question on today's call. We currently do not have any questions on the line.
Okay, so maybe taking the privilege of moderator, I will start. First of all, congratulations on the really good results, especially in the cost line. And let me ask you on the comparison of restrictions between the third quarter, which are behind us, and the fourth quarter we are going through. How do you compare them, and how much worse or better should we expect the fourth quarter to be versus the third one?
First of all, let's recap a little bit the situation in the quarter three. Until 1st of September, 2 months, all the restaurant was closed from inside on the sitting area. Only September it was open with some restriction, usually 50% of the capacity. The first 2 months it was takeaway and delivery or drive line. Now it's something in the mirror. It was October that part of the month it was allowed to operate inside with restriction of the capacity, and now we are only delivery and takeaway. Starting with Monday, is the new restriction in place that forced us to close the restaurant at 9 p.m. And after this hour, until 23 or more, it's allowed only the delivery business.
This is something that was not present in Q3, and somehow it's limiting our capability from a drive-through perspective, where we can operate only delivery.
Sorry. No. This is the situation in this moment. We do all our best to offset this decrease of operating hours, and we try to increase our capacity of delivery.
Everything that Kalin mentioned, it's applicable for Romania, where it's our main market.
Yeah, in Italy there are different situations, there are different rules. The restaurant is closed from interior. It's allow only the takeaway and the delivery. Also, there are closed from 6 p.m. in some regions, and after that only delivery. There are some regions that apply in the weekend for the commercial center to be closed, and so on and so. Different situation, different from region to region.
Okay, so if the situation restrictions and potentially on the development of a top line is mirroring the third quarter, should we also expect a mirroring situation on the cost savings and discounts on rental costs and state aid to the labor costs?
Of course, we'll do the same, we'll have the same approach like in starting with March to maximize the or to reduce the cost. And also we'll go back to the landlords and we'll renegotiate again the rent. This will be, let's say, common practice.
Yeah. However, from everything that is dependent to government, we do not have any control. One of the benefits that was present during Q3, the 41.5% indemnity for Romania, is not applicable anymore in Q4. However, we'll monitor any kind of other incentives, and in the limit that it's applicable for us, we'll take it. The technical unemployment, as far as we are aware, it's because of the restriction, it's applicable, and it will be part of the calibration that Kalin mentioned earlier.
Okay, so last question on my end, and maybe someone else would be willing to add more. After the first three quarters, you already delivered more than 100% of full-year EBITDA guidance. Are you looking so cautious on the fourth quarter, or we are just, well, there's an upside, but you are looking from the safe way and not including the guidance for now?
I think we just want to be cautious because you saw that you never know, and it's better to be able, and we will do everything possible to have it maximized, but we cannot anticipate any extra other helps that is not in our control that can influence visibly the bottom line.
Okay, but I understand that as for mid of November, there is clearly an upside to those numbers. We shall see how the second half of the quarter develops, especially the Christmas time.
Exactly, which is very important. So, we have always in our mind April, which for sure we hope will never happen for anybody in any kind of businesses. But this is making us be very cautious and balanced in everything that we do.
Okay, that's I think pretty much all on my end. Thank you for the
As a reminder, that's star followed by one if you'd like to submit a question on today's call. We do not have any questions on the line.
Let's wait another meeting.
So maybe one more on my end on negotiations with the
Please, Lucas.
How are you proceeding with YUM? Because I understand that this year every single franchisee is going to YUM or McDonald's and all the others and asking for reduction of the rollout plans. You are one of the few who is actually maybe falling behind the plan, but still adding new restaurants. Shall we expect you to be penalized for not delivering on the original plan, or there should be no penalties? How should we look at it? Because I understand that, I don't think that anybody this year will deliver on the initially promised numbers?
No, we are negotiating the good faith with YAM, and there are a partner of our, it's a partnership between us, yeah, and we don't face any issue in this moment. We negotiate, we don't have an answer to you in this moment, but we discussed about the number of stores that we open this year, next year, and once we'll have a final answer, we'll go public.
Yeah, we'll do a current report for sure. We are quite advanced in this moment. Just to add on what Călin said, that we are in this discussion also before for Pizza Hut, if you remember. So it will be a package for both Pizza Hut and KFC Romania in terms of development. Once finalized, as Călin said, the current report will be made publicly available to the market.
Okay, thank you. And well, speaking of Pizza Hut, which has been always a troubled child within the portfolio of YAM, and in this world, well, KFC does better than Pizza Hut. Is YAM coming with any ideas how to turn around the business? Are they accepting any new ways of doing business? Because, well, the dine-in definitely was more important for Pizza Hut, and that's the part of the business which is troubled much more. So are there any ideas maybe of YAM or yours how to make it running better?
YAM have ideas. We have our ideas. And we are working for a new format of the dining. Once we'll be ready, as Valentin mentioned, we'll come with a report and we'll inform everybody. We don't stay, we work on this.
Okay, great. I believe that that's all on my end.
We also do not have any questions on the line.
This is a good sign.
I believe so. So maybe we'll wrap it up, basically. And
great. In this case, we thank you all for joining us today. If you have any other questions after this call, please do not hesitate to contact us at investorrelations@sferagroup.com. We're going to come back to you as soon as possible. And of course, if you haven't yet gone through the whole report, we invite you to read it in detail. Thank you so much for your time, and we will get in touch with you. We will be back at the call next year for the preliminary 2020 results, and hopefully we'll be back with more good news. Thank you so much.
Thank you.